News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Amid nationwide outrage over the deaths of a father-son duo, alleged victims of police torture in Thoothukudi district of Tamil Nadu, Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy said on Sunday his government has decided to transfer the case to the Central Bureau of Investigation. The government's decision will be informed to the Madras High Court, which has seized of the matter, and secure its approval before transferring the case to the central agency, Palaniswamy said. The government has decided that the CBI will probe the case, he said. P. Jayaraj and his son Bennett, arrested for keeping their mobile phone shop open beyond permitted hours amid the lockdown, died at a hospital in Kovilpatti on June 23. Their family members have alleged they were severely thrashed at the Sathanakulam police station by police personnel earlier. A case was registered against them under IPC sections 188, 383 and 5062 and later taken to the Kovilpatti sub-jail. 3 days later, the duo died within a gap of 10 hours. In another development, the inspector of Sathanakulam, P.S. Sridhar, who was reportedly present when Jayaraj and Bennett were allegedly tortured last Friday, was suspended. The inspector was earlier in the waiting list and transferred to a departmental unit on Friday. Ever since the incident came to light last week, four police officers, including two sub-inspectors, Raghu Ganesh and Balakrishnan, have been suspended. A source said there have been several complaints filed against the two even before the alleged custodial deaths of the father and son last week. However, family members and friends of the deceased said mere suspension is not enough and demanded that murder charges be brought against the police officers. Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of doing Ochi Rajneeti or shallow politics and making remarks liked by China and Pakistan during border tensions with Beijing, asserting that the government was prepared for a debate in Parliament in which 1962 se aaj tak do do haath ho jaye, or let us discuss from 1962 war onwards till now, ready for a robust debate. In an interview with news agency ANI, Shah said Gandhi should introspect that his hashtag of Surrender Modi, coined as an attack at PM Narendra Modi, was being encouraged by Pakistan and China. He said that the government was fully capable of handling anti-India propaganda, but it was painful when a former president of such a big political party indulges in shallow-minded politics at a time of crisis. Yes, we are fully capable of handling anti-India propaganda, but it does pain when a former president of such a big political party does Ochi Rajneeti at a time of problems. It is a matter of self-introspection for him and Congress that his hashtag is being taken forward by Pakistan and China. It is not for me. It is a matter of concern for Congress that hashtag of their leader is being encouraged by Pakistan and China. You say what China and Pakistan like, and at this time of crisis, added Shah. Asked about Congress accusing BJP of lack of democracy over its attack on the party on emergency, Shah asked if there has been any Congress president from outside the Gandhi family after Indira Gandhi, and asked what democracy does Congress talk of. Democracy is a very comprehensive word. Discipline and independence also have their value. Beyond all this, I want to say one thing. I want to ask you, after Advaniji, Rajnathji, Nitinji, Rajnathji again, I became party president and now Naddaji. Is there a member of the same family? After Indiraji, tell me a Congress president who is outside the Gandhi family. What democracy do they talk about? Said Shah. Emergency should be remembered by people as it attacked the roots of our democracy. People should never forget. No political worker, citizen should forget. There should be awareness about it. It is not about a party, but about the attack that took place on the country's democracy. The language and form changes according to the context, he said. Gandhi has been critical of the government's response to the standoff in Ladakh's Galwan Valley with Chinese troops, in which 20 Indian soldiers were killed. And India is seeking the extradition of a top Pakistan terrorist suspected to have planned the 2008 Mumbai attacks, after the United States said last week he was living freely in Pakistan, government officials said on Sunday. India and the United States have both indicted Sajid Mir of the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba group for the 3-day attacks on hotels, a train station and a Jewish center in which 166 people were killed, including 6 Americans. While Pakistan took action against the Lashkar founder Hafiz Saeed last year, it continued to provide safe harbor to other top militant leaders, the U.S. State Department's 2019 country report on terrorism said. One of them was Meade, the project manager of the Mumbai attack, believed to remain free in Pakistan, the U.S. report said. An official said the government has repeatedly asked Pakistan to hand over Meade, who is charged with serving as chief planner of the attacks, directing preparations and reconnaissance, and was also named as one of the Pakistan-based controllers during the attacks. We have asked before and are demanding again. He needs to be handed over, the official dealing with regional security issues said. Pakistan's Foreign Office did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment. Pakistan has repeatedly rejected U.S. allegations that it is a safe haven for militants and said it has prosecuted the leadership of several proscribed groups. Another official said the lack of action against Meade was in conflict with Pakistan's assurances to international organizations, including the Financial Action Task Force, the global watchdog on terrorism financing. Pakistan is trying to get off the FATF grey list of offending nations. The FBI has posted a reward of $5 million for information leading to the capture of Sajid, who is also wanted for a 2008-2009 plot against a Denmark newspaper to avenge its publication of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad that enraged many Muslims. A 31-year-old man was arrested for allegedly duping political commentator and policy analyst Sanjay Abaru of Rs. 24,000 on the pretext of online delivery of liquor, police said on Sunday. Baru was the media advisor to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The accused, Akib Javed, a resident of Kaman town in Bharatpur district of Rajasthan, was nabbed from his native place after a raid on Saturday, police said. Javed used to work as a taxi driver earlier but indulged in cybercrime to make easy money, they said, adding efforts are being made to nab his associates who are absconding. The accused claimed he, along with his associates, have cheated over 100 people during the lockdown period. Police said the matter came to light on June 2 when they received a complaint from Baru. In his complaint, Baru alleged that while he was searching for a shop online to purchase liquor, he found La Cave Wines and Spirits. When he contacted on the given number to place an order, he was asked to pay online first, police said. After Baru made a payment of approximately Rs. 24,000, the person on the other end switched off his mobile phone and went incommunicado, they said. A case was registered at the House Khas police station under Section 420, cheating and dishonestly inducing delivery of property, of the Indian Penal Code, and an investigation was taken up, said Atul Kumar Thakur, Deputy Commissioner of Police, South District. During preliminary investigation, bank statements, flow of cheated money and call details of the mobile numbers were traced. It was found the accused has opened bank accounts by furnishing fake KYC details, he said. After analyzing transaction details and mobile numbers used by the accused, the search led towards Kaman in Bharatpur area, Thakur said. To mislead investigators, the accused had procured SIM cards and opened bank accounts in various places like Assam, Maharashtra, Punjab and Rajasthan, the DCP said. The analysis of technical evidence revealed that the cheated amount was transferred to a PNB account in the name of Akib, the officer said. During interrogation, the accused disclosed that his associates obtained SIM cards on fictitious names and fake addresses of different states. After receiving the money, within 5 to 10 minutes, they diverted the cheated amount to 3 to 4 bank accounts of different states, and later they would divert the money to their respective accounts, Thakur said. The Rolling Stones are threatening President Donald Trump with legal action for using their songs at his rallies despite cease and desist directives. The Stones said in a statement on Sunday that their legal team is working with music rights organization BMI to stop use of their material in Trump's re-election campaign. The BMI have notified the Trump campaign on behalf of the Stones that the unauthorized use of their songs will constitute a breach of its licensing agreement, the Stones said. If Donald Trump disregards the exclusion and persists, then he would face a lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed. The Trump campaign didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. The Stones had complained during Trump's 2016 campaign about the use of their music to fire up his conservative base at rallies. The Rolling Stones' 1969 classic You Can't Always Get What You Want was a popular song for his events. It was played again at the close of Trump's recent rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The music rights organization BMI provides licenses for venues to play a broad array of music and has a catalog of more than 15 million songs that can be played at political events. Artists can opt out of having their music played at political events, and a BMI statement says the Stones have done that. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.